This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. A half dozen big banks like Deutsche Bank and JP Morgan have been hit with a record $2.3 billion fine from the European Commission. That's for colluding to rig two benchmark lending rates that set the price of money between banks, something they were supposed to compete on. Chris Morris is the BBC's Europe correspondent and joins me from Brussels. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
These fines seem like a fair amount of money. Is this a surprise?
It's the largest antitrust fine that the European Commission has ever imposed in a case of this kind. Why have they done that? Well, because of the scale of the offence. They have ruled that this group of banks, some of the biggest and best-known banks in the world, essentially colluded to form an illegal cartel to profit from derivatives linked to rigged interest rates. The competition commissioner here in Brussels said the most shocking aspect of this was not just the fact that this was going on, but banks that were supposed to be competing with each other were actively colluding to the disadvantage of companies who rely on these interest rates every day.
If you're a consumer, what kind of an impact would this have on you?
I guess the indirect impact is that if you're dealing with a company that was relying on those interest rates to do their business, then if those companies are getting rates which are not as good as they could have been, then presumably those companies are going to put up prices of some of the products and services which you want to buy. So these things do trickle down through the economy. It can sound like it's a million miles away from concerns you have at your own dinner table, but these things do trickle down, and that's why the banks realise now, I guess, that they've been caught out and they have to be held to account.
The BBC's Chris Morris joining me from Brussels. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Nice to talk to you.